Hi, I'm Amir Heshi, and you're listening to The Colour of Us, your weekly retreat and hope for the mind. Welcome to today's episode, Ar-Rashid, The Colour of Authenticity. Throughout my life, I've always said that I value authenticity without really knowing what it means. Deep down, I've always had this kind of distaste for people that come across as fake and false in the pursuit of appeasing themselves and others. It can leave like a sour taste when you get that sense that someone isn't being completely honest with themselves. It makes you question the word or second guess their intent. Now, trying to identify how authentic someone is one thing, but measuring it in ourselves is another thing entirely different, because that requires a whole other strength of character. That requires a different type of skill set. You see, the easy thing to do is to judge a person's authenticity by the passion and the commitment they have for what they say and do. But that doesn't tell us the full story, because an equally inauthentic person can show up just as vocal and just as passionate about their opinions on the world. So judging them by that metric doesn't help us identify who is authentic and who isn't. What we need to start doing is looking at the character of the person behind the curtain, the truth behind the words, and the alignment of their actions. Psychologist Dr. Stephen Joseph described authentic people as possessing a number of common characteristics that show that they are psychologically mature and fully functioning as human beings. He says that authentic people have realistic perceptions of reality, that they're accepting of themselves and of other people. They are thoughtful, they've got a non-hostile sense of humour, they're able to express their emotions freely and clearly, they're open to learning from their mistakes, and crucially, they understand their own logic. On the other side of the picture, if the motivation behind what a person says and does is defensive and self-deceptive, then no matter how passionate and committed they are to a cause, ultimately they are not being true to themselves. For me, the common theme that runs across all the authentic traits is this idea of balance and transparency. So balance in terms of perspective, and then transparency in how a person perceives themselves. So if Ar-Rashid means the rightly guided, then authenticity could and maybe should be seen as the tool to help us get there. Personally, I like to think of it as the soul's compass. Because if we aren't guided by ourselves, by the values that give us purpose, then we're asking the world to do it for us. And that can lead us in all kinds of directions. The reality is that none of us know for certain that the path that we've taken is the right one. But if we can use courage to prove to ourselves that we have the strength to show up in our truest form today, without falsity and without fear, then over time, that pin on our compass will slowly augment itself closer to true north as we begin the process of accepting and loving who we really are. And maybe one day, sooner than expected, the fog lifts, the clouds roll over, and our path reveals itself. be authentic, and have a great day. I mean.